This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shootout on a freeway in Southern California yesterday leaves a CHP officer and the suspect dead and two other cops wounded. Family members of Officer Andre Moye say they're in disbelief. This relative telling NBC News,
"He was such a nice, good, kind-hearted person. He was so young."
Riverside police say Moye was in the process of having a vehicle impounded when the suspect grabbed a rifle from his truck and started firing at that location beside the 215 freeway. U.S. Border Patrol agent Matthew Bowen pleading guilty to intentionally running over a migrant at the Arizona-Mexico border in 2017 and then lying about it. The 10-year veteran agent could face up to a year in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
A deadly Legionnaire's disease outbreak at a hotel in Atlanta between June and July, being called the biggest in Georgia history. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The lawsuit filed in Atlanta against the owners of the Sheraton Hotel after a man gets sick coming down with Legionnaire's disease. One woman who stayed there died, and at least 12 other confirmed cases. The hotel closed and is being cleaned.
America's small business operators surprising analysts as the latest Small Business Optimism Index has made some solid gains in July. Experts had predicted it was going to show some softening, but business owners' expectations for business conditions, real sales, and expansion were all up in that gauge. Fall more than a month away, but Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks will already be bringing back pumpkin spice latte before this month is over. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Prosecutors say a friend of Dayton gunman Connor Betts bought the man who killed nine people the body armor and gun accessories used in the mass shooting. Authorities don't believe that Ethan Colley knew anything in advance of that August 14th massacre. Among the items Colley bought Betts, though, was the 100-round drum magazine used in the shootings. The charges against Colley, well, they're not connected to the shooting at all. He is charged with lying about drug use when he bought a gun in May, and with possessing a gun while using drugs. The NFL says Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown has to get a new helmet. An arbitrator saying yesterday that he was ruling against the grievance that Brown had filed against the league last week. He wants to wear the helmet he's worn throughout his career, but NFL officials say over the weekend that NFL policy required helmets to be certified by a committee on equipment standards, and the committee doesn't certify equipment more than 10 years old, which Brown's helmet is. And more than 400 Elvis Presley fans, from jewelry to clothing to signed contracts, or I should say Elvis Presley items are up for auction today at Graceland. Among the items, a diamond ring that Elvis gave to J.D. Summer and a custom tuxedo made for the King's 1969 film, The Trouble with Girls. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we come to you Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And it's all right there. We've got some breaking news for you about the movie Unplanned, and that's going to be coming up. Hopefully, we'll have all the details for you later on today, so stay tuned. The one and only Chris Farrell joins us now from Judicial Watch, Director of Investigations and Research. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. Lots to catch up on. You guys, as usual, have been nonstop. And, of course, last week, everybody was abuzz on the latest FOIA reveal that you and Tom and the team have dug up regarding Bruce Orr's 302s.
Correct. This is really pretty critical stuff because it's the documentation from the FBI. The actual production of records totaled 34, although the 34, about 22 were really meaningful because 12 pages were simply a news article that they attached to a report.
Mm-hmm.
But there's about 22 pages of actual FBI documents detailing FBI interviews of former Justice Department official Bruce Orr, whose wife, Nellie Orr, worked for Fusion GPS and was really at the heart of the whole Russia hysteria hoax.
Mm-hmm. Out of these 302s, what were you able to discern, Chris, that everyday Americans should be aware of?
Well, we have documented now that Bruce Orr, while the number four official in the Department of Justice, was conducting his own set of clandestine meetings with Christopher Steele at the same time that Christopher Steele had been cut loose and terminated as a source by the FBI. While the FBI had rejected Steele and terminated him, Bruce Orr was still meeting with him and funneling information back into the FBI. And this is over a period of months and also over a period of time when FISA applications were being submitted to courts for surveillance of people like Carter Page and others.
Now, in order for the FBI to, legitimately, legally, all those good things, for them to apply and sign a FISA request, I mean, all the I's have to be dotted and T's crossed, but what is being revealed here is confirmation of what many have suspected and what some of the mainstream media have called, oh, you're just being a bunch of conspirators. But what do they say now as you pull on this thread? Because it's just a humongous web of deception that's taking place. And every time Judicial Watch gets a, you know, a FOIA request fulfilled, then we find another string that we pull on, and the conspiracies are going by the wayside, and there's more truth than conspiracy in all this, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the word conspiracy has gotten kind of a bad ring to it, because people then tie it to the word theory, and they try to trivialize it and, you know, turn it into a cartoonish meaning. Mm-hmm. But very literally, this is a criminal conspiracy. It's a seditious plan by senior Justice Department and FBI officials to run an intelligence operation against President Trump's campaign, then the transition, and then the administration, with the goal of trying to falsely turn the president and his colleagues around him into criminals,
mm-hmm.
and to eliminate him as a candidate, and then to unseat him as a duly elected president of the United States. And so, you know, this wasn't one actor. This was a collection of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the litany of names is now familiar to a lot of folks, whether it's Comey and Strzok and Page and McCabe. And now we have Bruce Orr, his wife Nellie Orr. That's probably one of the more intriguing aspects of it. These FBI 302s on Orr,
mm-hmm.
detail how Bruce Orr was taking his wife's work product from Fusion GPS, and this work product was essentially her cobbling together all these ridiculous claims and the false and misleading information, both from Steele and from other really, you know, rumor mill type information,
mm-hmm.
cobbling that all together, and then, you know, trying to generate this notion that, oh, you know, the Trump people are pawns of the Russians.
Right.
What's really insidious about it, though, is that Bruce Orr took all of his wife's work product from Fusion GPS. They stripped off the letterhead so that the documents didn't contain the Fusion GPS, you know, logo or name.
Right.
It was just the text, and provided that thumb drive to the FBI to bolster this phony claim.
Well, you know, Chris, there just seems to be, you know, when you talk about intrigue here, there seems to be a pattern that was long established within, and I'm going to take a little bit of a leap here, and you can pull me back if I've gone too far, but there's a pattern that came out of the Obama administration. And just like there was a pattern with Nixon, for example, when you go back, there is just certain modus operandi that were consistent. And this seems to be the case as well. And I liken what happened here is kind of like with Lois Lerner and the IRS, how the president kind of threw a wink, it seems, to Lois Lerner and the IRS to slow walk all these, you know, conservative groups, that they were starting to gain too much power, and they worked against them, but yet they were able to get away with it. And, you know, Lois Lerner was forced out, we know, but still, you know, by and large, nobody went to jail. And I would say, I insist, Chris, that probably 6 to 8 voting cycles were affected as a result of that manipulation. But here, this on a grander scale. So is there some consistency and pattern here?
Absolutely. You know, the great unanswered question for me is, what precisely did President Obama direct or tacitly approve with respect to this entire operation? We know that he was briefed on it. In the Oval Office, Comey, Brennan, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett were all present during the briefing. They even joked that Comey had the tough duty or the rough job of having to go and brief then President-elect Trump on the so-called veracity of, or the Russian dossier hanging out there.
Right, right.
Even though they said, oh, it's salacious and unconfirmed. They were all sitting around the Oval Office, you know, laughing and talking about it. And so, you know, Mr. Obama needs to go under oath. He needs to explain This is an old sort of Nixonian line. But what did the president know, and when did he know it?
Exactly. Is that going to happen, Chris?
I pray to God that it does.
I'm right with you. And Chris Farrell is with us, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, an expert on all things Benghazi as well. Served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence. He's got the goods for us, and he's sharing them with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us. Judicial Watch's Director of Investigation Research, Chris Farrell, continues with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I've been really obvious about the support of Judicial Watch. They have worked their tails off. They continue to pursue the truth like us, no matter where it leads. And they've been faithful to that cause. And because of that, I recommend that you donate. You consider donating, because all this work is not free that they do. And they've got a lot of talented people, and we need to support the efforts of Judicial Watch. You go to their website and you donate and support the cause here, because not only are we talking about all the FOIA requests that are being processed as we continue to try to ferret out what the heck happened to our country, how this, you know, what people are all admitting now, this is nothing short of a coup that has occurred on our Democratic Republic. And if you love this country, then we need to put our money where our mouth is and support the work of Judicial Watch. Chris, how can they do that?
Bill, the best thing for them to do is go to our website, judicialwatch.org, and they can see all of our work, all the documents that we get. We post up online, and you know, they can read for themselves all the different cases that we have going and see all the material that we've been able to produce, either through our investigative work or through litigation by going to court to force the government to give us records.
Well, again, great job, and we're grateful. Trust me, we are very grateful for all the work that you guys are doing. Real quick sidebar here, and then we're going to get back on you know, the latest out of these 302s with Bruce Orr and Nelly and Fusion GPS. I've got to ask you about Jeffrey Epstein. What do you guys know about this thing? I mean, this is incredible. Somebody is absolutely, I mean, they are incarcerated for protection, you know, so to speak, on suicide watch. And it's like, what is the definition of suicide watch now?
Well, I can tell you the only thing that the Epstein story does is point out to you, first of all, any normal person hears this story and they know it stinks. They know that something is very, very wrong. I don't claim to have the answer. I don't know that I can tell you, oh, I know exactly what happened. I don't. But I sure do know that there's something totally out of whack. And whether that's sort of low-level corruption within the Metropolitan Correction Center in Manhattan, or something more sinister, it is enormously corrosive to the public's trust of the justice system, the courts, law enforcement, the whole thing, at least people scratching their heads and wondering, you know, how in the world could this possibly happen? And we're investigating it, and I can assure you, one way or another, the truth will come out.
Well, and of course, here's another web that you know, that's being designed here, because there's a lot of protection. I mean, one of the questions I have, Chris, is that his attorneys, his own attorneys, I mean, knew that he had been beaten up. There was a former police officer that was sharing the cell with him, some musclehead that roughed him up pretty good. And then you have this attempted suicide, and now, you know, as some are saying, he got suicided. You know, I mean, this is, you know, what is it about, it seems to be coming, you know, and I hate to assign it everything to the left. I mean, it's like everybody assigning everything to Trump. But everything that comes from the left, you know, it comes with a tinfoil hat, and somehow we're strange and weird because we ask critical questions.
Yeah, I mean, they can scream Russia, Russia for almost 3 years and have it definitively swatted down as nonsense. They somehow maintain their dignity. But when you have legitimate questions about, you know, of sensational, notorious character, and I'm being generous when I say that about Epstein, but yes, that's some of the words you could use to describe him. When he ends up dead, oh, then you're not supposed to ask any questions, right?
Right, yeah.
When you have a dead body, don't discuss that. Mm-hmm. But wild, crazy rumors that have never been substantiated, oh, take that dead seriously, right?
Right.
It's the world turned upside down.
Yeah. Well, he's a pedophile, and pedophiles have no rank, and he's expendable, so we'll just move on, and he'll get Jedi'd, and we just move on, and there's nothing here to see. But such seems to be the case these days. Chris, getting back to all the work that you're doing on behalf of the people regarding this coup, and with Bruce Orr in this, I have this sense it's like we have a race that's going on. You got Jerry Nadler, the Democrats, pushing for impeachment, and they're racing to try to come up with as much information. And meanwhile, Judicial Watch and other organizations are pursuing the truth here and doing everything they can to expose the real Russian collusion, which really, I mean, for all intent and purposes, what's been revealed so far, the Russian collusion came out of, you know, the Democratic Party, which started as a, you know, a DNC Hillary Clinton oppo piece, and now has gone blown up, and you know, and again, the patterns are consistent where the Democrats will leak out information and somehow present substantiation to the FOIA to the FISA courts, saying, you see, well, this is common knowledge, right?
Yeah, I mean, the old line, follow the money. So where does the money begin? Well, it begins with Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and the Democratic National Committee. Now, it takes a couple of hops and skips through some cutouts, a law firm, Fusion GPS. But their money eventually winds its way into the hands of Russians who phony up information, present, you know, wild, ridiculous rumor mill stuff. And that, you know, there's the Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. They're paying for a phony dossier sourced to Russians, and virtually guaranteed that cash ended up in Russian pockets. Now, you want to show Russian collusion? There you go. I mean,
exactly. Well, what about this other report, Chris, that, you know, President Obama knew the Russians had infiltrated 21 state election systems and said nothing?
Yeah, I mean, everyone needs to remember that while they're screaming hysterically about all sorts of sinister Russian plans, well who's on duty?
Yes.
Who knew about the threat walking up to and at the time of the election? Well, Barack Hussein Obama. John Brennan, Clapper, these are all the guys who were in charge. So where's their accountability? What did they do to protect the country? They all get a pass. You know, they look over their shoulder and in hindsight go, oh, look, oh, possible Russian this, Russian that. Well, they're the ones who were in charge, supposedly defending us, protecting us, and no one says to them, hey, what the heck were you doing? What were your efforts? Who did you warn? What was it? You don't hear a peep about that.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you've got the circle around Hillary Clinton, her allies as well, given exoneration or given protection by the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, the grants of immunity, people like Cheryl Mills, who's Mrs. Clinton's longtime, well, she's her chief of staff as well, she was Secretary of State, but for decades prior and to current times, serving as her legal counsel, Judge Royce Lamberth of the U.S. District Court in D.C. from the bench said he was dumbfounded that he was, I don't recall the exact word he used, but he expressed sort of shock and outrage. He was mystified as to why in the world the Department of Justice would ever grant Cheryl Mills immunity concerning the fact that they attempted to destroy 30,000 emails, the bleach bit routine, smashing blackberries with hammers. You know, they did all this after they had received a subpoena.
Yes.
We're talking about obstruction of justice. And so there's a great concern on the part of Judge Lamberth that here's an attorney engaged in these sorts of activities, or at least overseeing them, coordinating them. And you know, why in the world would the Justice Department ever give her a grant of immunity for any reason?
Exactly, exactly. Well, Chris Farrell, we've got about 40 seconds left. What next? What can you give us a heads up on?
I think the most disturbing thing out of the 302s, or not the most disturbing, but another interesting aspect to it all, is the role of the State Department in building the attack against President Trump. And folks should go to our website, judicialwatch.org, O-R-G, and read all these documents for themselves. They will be flabbergasted.
And don't forget, while you're there, hit the donate button. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's support all the great work that they're doing. Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shootout on a freeway in Southern California yesterday leaves a CHP officer and the suspect dead and two other cops wounded. Family members of Officer Andre Moye say they're in disbelief. This relative telling NBC News,
he was such a nice, good, kind-hearted person. He was so young.
Riverside police say Moye was in the process of having a vehicle impounded when the suspect grabbed a rifle from his truck and started firing at that location beside the 215 freeway. U.S. Border Patrol agent Matthew Bowen pleading guilty to intentionally running over a migrant at the Arizona-Mexico border in 2017 and then lying about it. The 10-year veteran agent could face up to a year in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
America, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. You know, as this country pines and sincerely pines over this increase in violence that has overtaken our culture, there's lots of things to consider beyond, guns and, registration program and that. Of course, in March of 2018, the White House called together experts to consider media violence following the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. And that was in March 2018. And yes, by the way, just to clarify things, just to make sure you understand, Joe Biden was not vice president at that point. I know he thinks he was, but he wasn't. All right. So just to clarify the record. Nonetheless, I mean, the White House and President Trump has seen, when you look at you know, what is adding to this increase in violence? Now, the Parents TV Council is here to talk about media violence on children in light of President Trump's comments on violent video games. And here with us to talk more about it is Dr. Christopher Gildemeister, the head of research operations for the Parents TV Council. Dr. Gildemeister, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Great. Good morning.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're considering is, hey, look at how our kids are under attack with this constant barrage of media violence, whether it's with, you know, TV, movies, video games. It's unbelievable to think that we have left our children so vulnerable, but this is our society today.
It's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. And, of course, I'm sure you remember, it wasn't that long ago, when at least on television, you could find stuff the whole family could sit down and
exactly.
watch together.
Yeah, Sundays especially were protected, right? And you always had the family hour. Well, forget about that. That's totally meaningless now.
Sadly, it is. But I'll tell you, you've heard the statistics probably, and so have your listeners. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that a child who watches 3 or 4 hours of TV a day will see about 8,000 murders by the time they finish grade school. And by the time they finish high school, they'll have seen about 16,000 murders and over 200,000 acts of violence. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, we're surrounded by death. I mean, and that's probably just kids overall average. I mean, what about those kids that live in Chicago that, you know, here they deal with shootings and death all the time? I mean, is just, you know, ignored blatantly.
Yeah, these statistics are just what people see in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, in places like Chicago, they're dealing with it in real life.
Right. And, of course, you know, when you have shootings like what we had in Ohio and El Paso and that, you know, this just brings it all together. I mean, when you and I were growing up, we saw every night on TV, you know, live action from Vietnam, right?
Well, that was a little before my time, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least my time anyway. And, okay, well, good. Well, excuse me for overestimating your
No, that's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
But let me tell you, being since I was there during that period of time, that was all part of the nightly news. And it crept in very so casually. And then it was just like, here we were. And it's like we were preconditioned and our senses were getting, you know, kind of almost immune to it because we were just so bombarded with live footage, live action from Vietnam. And, you know, every network had to carry it. And back in those days, Christopher, you got to imagine, you know, the mainstream networks, the three primary networks still commanded, you know, probably about 70, almost 80% of the viewing audience.
Oh, at least, yeah. Yeah, because those were your only options.
Exactly.
Since cable and now streaming, the audience is fragmented so tremendously.
Right. But the fact of the matter is that you had that much impact on it, and it's no wonder. I mean, here, the adults, you know, now the parents of these kids and grandparents, it's like there's been a gradual searing of our conscience and our sensitivity to where, you know, we don't blush anymore. Nothing embarrasses us, you know?
Exactly what I was going to say. You know, we hear about these school shootings, and I talked with my father about this. Now, he was born before World War II. And he says, you know, there was some violence in the movies and stuff back then, you know, the old John Wayne movies. But all you see is he'd pull out his gun and bang, and the guy would fall down. But as he points out, he says, there weren't school shootings and massacres back then. And at least where he grew up, every kid owned a rifle.
Right.
And went hunting, you know.
Yeah. You'd go to school. I mean, you'd ride to school and you have a rifle in your car. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, we know about the rifle racks that was there. And even up until 1968, you could order a gun, you know, through the mail.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's something else going on here. And I have to think that it's the degree of graphicness with which the media portrays these things. You were talking about the three networks that commanded all this attention, but they also back then had a sense of responsibility. They would never have put on TV some of the stuff that's on there today. Never.
Well, and then as you mentioned, today we deal with social media, you know, Facebook Live, the things that are happening. I mean, yesterday I was going through and there were, you know, Muslim women getting beheaded. You know, fortunately they gave you a warning, but I'm going, you know, what do I want to look at that for? And, I mean, there's actual footage of this happening, you know, and you think, wow, this is out of control. I mean, we have got to put some sort of filter on this stuff because This is what our kids are being exposed to. And of course, when you're young and you're curious and all this outrage comes up. I mean, the whole point of all this, Dr. Gildemeister, is that we're preconditioning. We are conditioning our kids to grow numb, whether it's the video games, you know, real life stuff that's happening in social media, on and on, you know, HBO and some of the prison Netflix, you know, suicide, series that they're putting on. You go, wait a minute, what is the end game here? What are we trying to accomplish? Are we hoping to raise kids of substance and consequence? Or are we just you know, trying to somehow you know, if we miss them during the abortion opportunity, then let's kill them later on and let's see what we can do to kill them early?
No, listen, as I said, there used to be a sense of responsibility in Hollywood. Today they don't care about the viewers. They certainly don't care about children. Mm-hmm. Children today, we've gone from, it used to be kids could watch almost anything that was on TV. There might have been a couple of things you didn't mm-hmm. want to see. But they've been herded into this ghetto where they say, oh, well, they got the Disney Channel and they got Nickelodeon. And everywhere else, we have to have gore and sex. And it's impossible almost today for kids to avoid this kind of thing. It's not the same as violence, or it kind of is, but you probably remember years ago, Vietnam era and later, certainly when I was younger, you had to go out of your way to find pornography.
Oh, yeah.
Today, you have to go out of your way to avoid it.
Exactly. Right. No, I remember I was working for a radio station in Los Angeles at the time. It was KRLA. And I had my secretary with me in my office, and I said, how come we don't have, you know, KRLA.com? And, you know, and I tried the URL, and next thing you know, I'm jettisoned into a porn site. And my secretary's right there, and I'm going to say, don't look, you know, and I'm sitting there trying to click. I'm thinking, okay, you click out of it. Well, they're set up in such a way that when you go to click out of it, it takes you into a deeper level of the pornography. I mean, it took me about 10 clicks. I don't, you know, in retrospect, I'm going, why didn't I just turn off the monitor? But, you know, but I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I'm just a click away to get out. But and next thing you know, you're deeper and deeper. So to your point, in terms of how unavoidable it is, I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. People say that if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it. But the point is, other people are watching it, and it's going to affect your kids, and it's going to affect our culture. Even if I don't watch it, how do I protect my kids from being exposed to this stuff and other people's attitudes about this stuff?
Well, you can't even watch celebrities on the red carpet anymore. Because the way they come down and, you know, they're without clothes. And, you know, it's like, what are we doing to the virtue of our children?
There is no virtue.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Hollywood anymore, it's sad to say.
Dr. Christopher Gildemeister, head of research operations for the Parents TV Council. Dr. Gildemeister, thank you for being with us.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
On August 23rd, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. In theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
Hey, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. You want to go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on their banner ad, and get back on the road to health, okay? A little bit of advice, absolutely free here. Samantha Mao is fooling around, the good news girl. She's actually with her husband, who is a doctor. And, you know, bless her heart, you know, she sends me a text. Bill, you know, I'm with my husband, and we're on a little, she's just so sweet and humble. We're on a little bit of a vacation. I mean, look, he's a doctor. This guy's in the emergency room. It's nonstop crazy. The fact that they can even get a minute once in a while. And she goes, I could still do it, but really, if it's possible. And I go, of course, come on, you know, give me a break. Let's go, you know. So I get to play the role of Samantha Mao, the good news girl today. And by the way, all the information regarding these viral videos, I mean, she just does an outstanding job, an idea that we had developed years ago on the show to talk about the good news happening around the country and around the world that kind of encourages us in our journey, you know, as humanoids going through and realizing, hey, there's a lot of people out there doing, you know, some, you know, just some great kindnesses, and you know, just reminds us what we can do by being a little bit kind, a little just a little helpful towards others. You know, I know that, and I've been meaning to talk about this particular story, and it wasn't necessarily one that she singled out today, I don't think, is about this young kid in El Paso and what he did, you know, in terms of the victims. You know, Ruben Martinez, no relationship, but, you know, we're all related, and as much we're all, you know, we're all part of this journey going through life together, and he blessed so many of us. Out of the disaster that happened in El Paso, to do a hashtag campaign and getting people to, you know, think in terms of kindness and acts of kindness. And, you know, his parents just have to be absolutely proud, because this was unique. I mean, think about it. Of all the ideas and all, you know, that was coming out and the heartbreak that happened there in El Paso as well as in Dayton, Ohio, this young boy, I don't know, was he 12, 13 years old, comes up with this idea to do, what was it, 21 acts of kindness representing each of the victims that were shot there in El Paso. Just absolutely just precious. And this is the capacity of humanity. As much as there's a capacity to do evil, there is this capacity to do good. And this young man reminded us of that. And that's what we should carry forth, you know, as we go through our day, is that we do have the option. I mean, there is that that coincidental, you know, act of evil that goes along. And what we can see, you know, how evil can pronounce itself and come upon communities that seem so, well, they don't, they more than seem. The reality is it is overwhelming. And not only in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, but around the country. You know, America truly was grieving as to what went on, not only there, but again, I remind you of Chicago every weekend, what is going on there, lest we forget. But, you know, as we were talking with Dr. Gildemeister earlier, you know, are conditioned and our consciences are seared, and we become immune to the bad news in Chicago. It's almost like taken for granted. Oh, okay, you know, whatever, you know. Really? I mean, these are fellow citizens. These are, you know, children of parents. I mean, you know, for all the parents and grandparents who are out there, you know, and we're losing our children, whether, you know, by violence like this, you know, drug addiction, you know, the kind of evil that is permeated our society. And look at, this is our society, ladies and gentlemen, and when are we going to say enough's enough on all this stuff that's going on? You know, there has to be a return to law and order. These things that people are getting upset about, what's happening in the border, it's all part and parcel about law and order. I mean, the sex trafficking that's taking place here, you have no idea. You can't even perceive the truth, because it's all happening in the shadows. And some people think, well, you know, those kids don't matter. You know, they're not my kids. It didn't happen. But what we're finding out more and more about sex trafficking is there are children of families, young girls, that are missing. And they are part and parcel of this whole sex trafficking campaign. And there's a documentary out right now that's quite revealing and shocking for people. But it's the truth of what's going on. Innocent young girls that happen to get trapped, and they get caught up in this web. And, you know, suddenly their life expectancy, if you can imagine this, you know, your daughter is abducted at 13 or 14 years old, and she's gone. She's missing. You have no way to get a hold of her. And meanwhile, little do you know that within a short period of time, probably in less than 48 hours, that young girl is raped. She is brought into the sex trafficking empire, and she's on a road of life expectancy of around maybe 7 years. If she's lucky, she'll last that long. because of what is thrust upon her. It's disgusting. But look at America. When are we going to come together and say enough is enough? You know, we say a nation of laws, but, you know, I wonder. Because we seem to ignore, you know, even the most fundamental of laws, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know, but it's just like, don't you understand that if you ignore one law, you ignore all the laws? And this is where we are right now and why we're so unhinged, and we wonder about these shootings and the rise in hatred and the rise of violence and suicide and all this. So we question it and go, well, I don't understand why we're questioning it. We've become such a culture of death, you know, starting with abortion. And I know maybe some of you might go, oh, God, you're not talking about abortion again. Seriously, no, I am talking about abortion. You know, you cannot be a culture responsible for the murder. And that's what this really comes down to, the murder of 60 million babies. And on that note, we're going to have news for you. I was hoping to have it by now. Kerry Solomon is putting together a program, you know, for us here on Bill Martinez Live, to where you will be able to purchase the movie Unplanned. And I would encourage you to get that movie in front of your friends. You know, yes, it's not one of those, you know, Bambi Disneyland type movies, but it is a serious movie about the culture in which we live in today. And you need to see it. And particularly people of faith and churches. I got to tell you, it hurts me in a sense, you know, being a man of faith that I am, that churches have not come out en masse. Now, maybe I can understand in part why they didn't want to go to a public place because of the controversy of the movie and people taking stands. Okay, well, look it. You've got an opportunity. You're going to have an opportunity here through Bill Martinez Live to purchase the movie. And some of the profits, a good portion of the profits of the sale of the movie will go to fund these clinics that support life. You know, these facilities, not Planned Parenthood, not an abortion clinic, but clinics that and facilities and organizations that support life, that help young girls. In fact, I was talking with a friend in Florida before I left, and there is a worker, a co-worker, who is she's pregnant. And of course, the boyfriend, I say of course, shouldn't say of course, because some of that attitude is changing. But in this particular case, very typical, the boyfriend saying, well, just get rid of it. Well, she's not to her credit. She's not. She's made a decision that she's going to deliver the baby, and she's working with an organization that we support there in Florida called CareNet. And they're there to help her, you know, get through the pregnancy and help her decide if she wants, and for her decision of life for her child, if she's going to choose to raise it. Because if she chooses to raise the child, then CareNet and the people that support the organization, like our family, will come alongside her and help her. Or if she chooses to put the baby up for adoption, there is a process in which to do that so that life is responsibly considered for the future of this child. And this is what's happening now, thank God, is because of the history of Roe v. Wade and the reality that women are realizing, they're saying, look, they kind of lied to us. This is not just, you know, like a tumor. We're just getting rid of it, just a little bit of excess flesh. This is actually a baby. And this is what the movie Unplanned is all about. Like I said, I'm excited to share this campaign that we will be doing, because the movie itself on DVD is coming out. And so there's not going to be any excuses now. People are going to be able to go out and see the movie in the comfort of their own homes, the privacy of their own homes. But you need to see this movie and open your eyes to the reality of what's going on. I don't know if you saw this one. This is one of the reports from Samantha Mao from her weekly viral report. There was a heartwarming moment. I don't know if you saw this, but two friends helping a tired little boy with cerebral palsy walk at a water park. Oh, you've got to see this. This reminds us of the kindnesses that are out there that we're not going to hear about. There's also a Marine that was kidnapped as a newborn, meets an FBI agent who rescued him from the trash bin. Can you imagine? All these years later, he meets the FBI agent who rescues him from the trash bin. These stories and many others are on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Just click at Sam's Corner right there and get your heart warmed. Our compliments to you and a blessing to you. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.